Welcome to CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we will keep it tight and to the point. The weekly CRA Tips are designed to give you something quick to digest in between our CRA webinars, our newsletters, and blog posts. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the Community Reinvestment Act and transform disadvantaged communities through the power of economic development. And if you are joining the podcast for the first time, or are new to CRA Today, you will find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. So now let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip.
Well, it's time for another CRA tip. So remember in the last episode, well, if you're following sequentially, I had somebody reach out to me regarding community development services, and she was in the middle of an exam and having to get ready and shore up all the documentation and her services. And then she wanted to clarify if some of the community development services related to the provision of financial services. And as most of you know, this is tricky. And so before, the regulation used to be very specific about the provision of financial services. So in order to qualify a community development service, it has to have a primary purpose of community development, be offered on behalf of the bank, and then must be related to the provision of financial services. And back then it used to be your traditional banking, like creating a spreadsheet or something financial in nature. In 2016, the Q&A document was released, and it expanded the definition and what they meant by the provision of financial services. So in the show notes, I'm going to link to that specific citation in the Q&A so that you can reference it as well in your documentation as you move forward. But let me recap it here. So in the Q&A, the question is 12I, Section 3, what are examples of community development services? And it goes on to say community development services include but are not limited to the following. I'm not going to read all this for you, but then you scroll down on the next page and it indicates that providing services reflecting a financial institution's employees' area of expertise at the institution, such as human resources, information technology, and legal services. Well, that can also mean compliance. That can also mean various other aspects of the bank, right? So basically, you have this ecosystem of skills and talents and core positions within your bank, and all of this expertise that then could be leveraged and shared in the community to help support nonprofits that primarily serve low to moderate income people. So it could be something very standard, like let's say a CDFI is just getting off the ground and they are shoring up their systems and their policies and procedures. So let's say someone from your loan servicing division volunteers to support that CDFI to set up a loan servicing process within their institution so that when they start lending, they're able to actively and efficiently run a servicing process. So that might be, here's some tips, here's some tools, here's how we run loan servicing, here's what happens when somebody is late on a payment, something that you might consider. Here are some policies and procedure templates that you might want to start from. We can work together to refine that, right? And maybe someone from your bank can train the new employees that will be focusing on loan servicing so that they can have a sense of standard loan servicing that they can then adapt for their process and the way that that CDFI wants to serve their clientele. So how they could start with the standard and adapt for what makes sense for their borrowers, but it's a great opportunity to leverage traditional banking functions to then support alternative lending to support the extension and availability of credit in your community. So that's more of a traditional example. Now let's talk about a non-traditional example. So let's say a social service nonprofit that serves primarily low to moderate income people receives a large governmental contract. And let's say this is a really big deal for them because this is going to double their operations. They have to hire new employees and there's great risk to performing well on this governmental contract so that they can, of course, secure more governmental contracts and retain their workforce that then will come as a result, right, of this contract. So oftentimes in our banks, we have departments that work in, you know, like vendor management. So you might be able to redeploy someone in vendor management or project management to help the social service nonprofit understand how they might set up their program to manage the risks associated with the new vendor, the documentation, of course, the deliverables, many things that your bank works on, right, when they're looking at their own contracts, right? You have specialty departments and positions that help the bank navigate that so you can redeploy that expertise into the social service nonprofit to help them set up their nonprofit for success and to manage their risk, right? So many of your teams and bankers have great expertise that might be a little non-traditional to think we're going to redeploy into the nonprofit sector in this way, but you have a plethora of different opportunities and expertise within your ecosystem to then support other nonprofits and operations. Well, I hope that spurred some thoughts around how you might redeploy your bankers into the community for the greater good. Stay tuned for more tips coming your way. And until next time, bye for now.
Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.